Exclusive: Donald Trump Jr., Working Class Americans Will Foot the Bill for Joe Biden's Mass Immigration. By John Binder on February 27, 2021. Donald Trump Jr. says it is working class Americans, those earning the least in the economy, who will be forced to foot the bill for President Joe Biden's mass immigration agenda. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News's Washington political editor Matt Boyle, Trump Jr. said that President Trump had it right on immigration when he sought to reduce overall immigration levels to tighten the United States labor market and drive up wages. Biden, in contrast, is flooding the U.S. labor market with cheap, often illegal, foreign labor that will have a disparate impact on the nation's working poor and working class, those at the bottom end of the labor market. The plans that Joe Biden is putting forth, it's creating a flood into this country, Trump Jr. said. What is that going to do to the lowest income earners? When you have a flood of illegals coming in here, who's going to pay for all of their free health insurance and all the other freebies that the Biden administration wants to give them? Who's that going to impact the most? It's probably not going to be guys like me, Trump Jr. continued. It's the lowest income earners who, for the first time in modern history under Donald Trump, actually saw real wage gains. Kimberly Guilfoyle, Trump Jr.'s girlfriend, told Breitbart News that conservatives don't need the cowardly lion Republican Party the party's establishment has embodied for decades. You really have to have some bite to your bark. You've got to get out there. You've got to fight for what you believe in. Because we can't let it erode away during this Biden administration or Harris administration, Guilfoyle said. A flooded U.S. labor market has been well documented for its wage-crushing side effects. So much so that economist George Boreas has called mass immigration the largest anti-poverty program at the expense of America's working and lower middle class. Other research finds that current legal immigration to the U.S. results in more than $530 billion worth of lost wages for Americans. Recent peer-reviewed research by economist Christoph Albert acknowledges that as immigrants accept lower wages, they are preferably chosen by firms and therefore have higher job-finding rates than natives, consistent with evidence found in U.S. data. Albert's research also finds that immigration raises competition for native-born Americans in the labor market. Similarly, research from June 2020 on U.S. wages and the labor market shows that a continuous flow of mass immigration exerts stronger labor market competition on newly arrived immigrants than even native-born Americans, thus contributing to the wage gap. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, likewise, has repeatedly noted that mass immigration cuts Americans' wages. In 2013, CBO analysis stated that the Gang of Eight amnesty plan would slightly push down wages for the American workers. A 2020 CBO analysis stated that immigration has exerted downward pressure on the wages of relatively low-skilled workers who are already in the country, regardless of their birthplace. Every year, about 1.2 million legal immigrants are given green cards to permanently resettle in the U.S. In addition, 1.4 million foreign nationals are annually awarded temporary visas to fill U.S. jobs that would otherwise go to Americans. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.